Well, all right.
Say, sweet talk. What do you know about that all gas, no brakes?
Man, I heard about that all gas, no brakes. I don't think they gonna let me on. I ain't got a damn thing to talk about.
Boo, they talk about everything. This is all gas, no brakes.
Hey, what is up, everybody? You always gotta think about what I'm gonna say when I intro to these things after he does that beautiful countdown.
You normally just put the money on the dresser, but this, you got it, yeah. You
slap gotta it down.
Actually, yeah. And slap that thing
like
down.
A bag of ice.
Don't say nothing, just give it here.
So guess what, yo? Because of that.
Yes, we are here for a good time and not a long time.
Not
amen.
A long time.
Let's amen. Get it gone.
Amen. Yo, we got the founder. He had to check me.
Of what now?
He said big F. He said capital F.
Big F.
Big F.
You know what I'm saying?
Capitalized.
You gotta have a big F.
The founder of the Black Podcasters Association.
Big shit.
Big shit. Big shit.
Big shit. Like, good grief.
Corey.
I was about to say, I got a name, yo. Yeah.
Corey. Yo, but Corey, you're the president, son. You know, from when I first met you, I met the president, the founder, the president. All that, you know, I gotta go back to founder, the big F.
Right, the big F.
Yo, son, that's crazy. From when I met you, you was a cool cat. NYC all the way. NYC. Yeah.
This is super dope.
Super dope. I'm happy to have you here. Drove all the way from New York.
Definitely.
We late in the motherfucker out here. We up late, but you know, that's how New Yorkers do.
Yeah.
Traffic.
Yeah.
Tons of traffic. Thank you guys for having me here.
Yeah, we welcome to the DMV. Yes, tons of traffic. Yeah.
Welcome.
And we got
almost
traffic
like
too.
Being at home. Yeah, I was going to say.
We got traffic too, but you ain't dealing with no traffic at this time.
Nah.
Just daring shit.
Yeah.
It's pretty much a straight shot.
I told you it was a straight shot. Yeah. If you could let the people know your name, what it is you do, even though I even stated it earlier, what it is you do, where they can find you, and all that good stuff. Please, my brother.
My name is Corey Gums. I am the founder of the Black Podcasters Association. Started about 3 years ago as a Facebook group. It just grew into an online community. Besides that, I do a podcast strategist. I help people and entrepreneurs create podcasts. I'm a community builder. I'm actually moving more into the community side of building things for people as a consultant. So, web developer, producer.
Wow.
A man of many hats.
Yeah, we're many hats. Full sale graduate.
Oh, and founder of blackpodnews.com.
Oh, and founder.
Yeah, say it again.
I'm the founder of blackpodnews.com.
Black Pod News.
I thought he said something else.
The only
I'm
trade
a subscriber.
Newsletter.
I was going to say, that's my name.
.com.
.com. Yeah, but it's the only trade newspaper for black podcasters in the industry that I'm trying to really build, and we've been growing for the past like 8 months. So
okay,
and we're getting a lot of support. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, man. I'm happy to have you here, my brother. Thank
that's
you so much
dope.
For coming
that's
through.
What I said when he said, I'm like, where you find him at?
Yo, I found him on Facebook. I'll give you the story. I'm gonna give you the rundown in a few minutes. First, I'm gonna get you to say where they can find. Yo, we got a special guest.
Yes.
Clap it up for the special
every
guest.
Every time she comes.
Madame.
Every
you
time.
Know what I'm saying? Don't space. Forget the space. You know what I'm saying?
Space, and my
please,
girl.
Please yes, give me yes. space like
where can
the
they find you at
right
now? Because we talked earlier. Where can we fucking find you?
I am on TikTok, people.
TikTok.
I swear I'm on TikTok.
Yes.
Find me on TikTok.
Yes.
Madame Space. On all social medias, but if you want to find my attention or you want to know what I'm doing, I swear it's TikTok. It got me in a chokehold.
All right.
I swear.
TikTok got in a chokehold.
TikTok, y'all got my friend.
It do.
They got my friend, Lord.
It's different on there.
They got my friend, Lord.
It's different on there.
That's a different universe on that mug.
Definitely.
I ain't gonna front.
Once I learn how to throw that ass in the circle, I'm on deck.
Hey, you're welcome.
Not dipping dab or whatever. My little daughter, she be taking over. So, I, she get me banned every couple.
I'm done.
Every couple.
I'm done.
So now I got started. Now I'm running out of emails.
Yo, we are and running out of emails, man, yo.
Yes, she keep getting me banned. So we be back.
Oh,
with
my
another,
God.
Exclusive, explicit.
Lady that is bad due to all the emails you use. What
we'll
can we
back.
Find you at, yo?
Hey, this is your girl, Quanah Diva Valen. Quanah Valen.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
At Soul Sister TV and always at All Gas No Brakes. You can always find your girl because I'm everywhere you want to be.
Everywhere you want to be. Check that out because she is everywhere you want to be. Thank you for everything you've been
You're
doing
welcome.
with All Gas No Breaks. I'm super proud of you.
I just
love
need
you.
My $40 in that.
Yo, I tell you, I tip you the extra $5. I tell you, I got $5 on the table.
Okay.
Yo, right, 4-5. Hey, yo, shout out to my boy at Rex Corollis, the engineer extraordinaire over there doing his thing. The one and only. Love that guy. Shout out to my boy OG underscore Frank.
Hey.
Not able to be here, but we got my girl Madam Space filling in, so it's going to flow.
Yes.
Corey.
So,
man.
The big ass. Can we talk about the huge ass?
Talk about it. What it stand for?
Do you have anything you'd like to say about the huge
ass? I mean, you know, one thing I learned in this space, you got to claim what you do. It's been an up and down battle. So,
up and down, in and out.
The challenges and just trying to figure out how to create a community that benefits its members and brings value. And it's personal challenges as well as professional challenges in that. So, it's like,
Keeping positive.
First, you're like, oh, I'm just going to start this thing and just see where it goes. And then, you know, it's like, nah, I founded this. It's turned into this, like, this wonderful community of people that I call out my friends.
That's
so,
a big deal, though.
But it's more than friends, though.
We don't get that from our community all the time. It's normally a bunch of negativity.
I've been trying to get y'all out to this.
Yeah.
I've been trying.
Yeah.
Because you got to feel it.
Yeah.
It really,
yeah.
I don't know, when I go there. So we went to Afro, shout out Afro's and Audio Podcast Conference, Talib.
I was about to say Africa. I was about to say, Lord, I thought you went to Baltimore.
I went to Baltimore.
I missed the trip to the motherland, Lord. I didn't mean to do that. The
name of the conference is the Afro Audio Podcast Conference.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We was in the
shout
house.
Out to Talib.
Yes.
So they had the conference, and man, every time I go, I was going to say, when I leave it, I feel like refreshed. I feel like, yo, I'm not doing this for naught. Like, I'm doing this for, there's a reason behind this, and there's people that I could reach out to assist me or even just motivate me, because sometimes I don't even reach out to many people all the time, but I reach out to this man. I'll call him out the blue randomly. He always answers his phone and we have conversations. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I try to make myself accessible to all the members in the community.
Oh, wow. We was just talking about something similar to that.
Yeah, I think it's important to be accessible.
Yes.
It's not, you know, I always tell men.
Are you able to be accessible to everyone?
No. And I think as we've grown and things are getting bigger, I tell people all the time, it's not scalable. So
Scalable.
Yeah, like you give me while you can, because at some point the plan is to have it as a global organization. And
you won't be able to reach
I won't be able to do what I really want to do, which is I'm going to do my best, but I'm not going to be able to, you know, have those hour conversations and all of those things.
I rip them for an hour. I do rip at you for an hour.
I mean, I enjoy. I'm passionate about this.
But our conversations, be passionate about it. You know, me and you, we kick it. One thing I loved about when I first reached out to you, and I would give everybody a quick story.
Yeah.
I was on Facebook. We've been doing this for a minute. Yeah. And I was like, remember one time I came, I said, Kwana, like, I got to find where there is more of us or where we can be. So I went on Facebook and I started hunting. That's where I started social media. And he had a page, the Black, was it called the BPA there on Facebook at first?
It was the BPA, it was the Black Podcasting Group, because it originally started as a placeholder because I couldn't think of a name.
Okay.
Okay.
So it was the Black Podcasting Group.
People just kept calling it that, and then it's like, all right, I'm going to keep it for now.
They gave it to you.
Yeah, I just put it up there because I was like, I just need to start the group, and then I'll figure it out later.
So that's how I found the group.
Okay.
That's how I found the group. Yeah.
Wow.
And while I was on the group, I straight up reached out to my man. And was like, yo, I love what you're doing. I've been doing this for this long, and I want to help. I want to be a part of it. I want to somehow dive in and help, because this is what I've been doing. And he gave me game. He told me about the conference. I went to the conference. I was like, wow. Once again, how I always say, what people always say, we don't work together. We don't work together in certain cities and stuff of that bullshit we keep saying, everybody says.
Yes.
And I said, we don't do that.
Yeah.
The BPA is that.
That's what I love.
Afro's Audio Podcast is that. We do work together.
That's right.
And that's what I enjoyed about it. That's what I enjoyed about it. That's why I still enjoy about it. Why I pay for another subscription.
Hey.
Okay. That's dope.
Well, you know, I'm working on that, making it pay for itself. So hopefully in 2024, we'll launch some things that's going to make, like I said, I'm always looking to bring more value to the community. So I'm working on recession proof in the community, right? You know, the goal.
That's amazing. Wealth.
The goal is to help people make, you know, to achieve their goals, and a lot of podcasters want to monetize. So
yes,
that is the goal.
So you always hear me talk about it, but It's just trying to figure out how to make it work in a way that everybody benefits.
Right. Mm. Right.
Space.
Instead of downing each other.
Man, and they don't. They do not. They do not.
I watch them down each other. I watch a bunch of arguments all day, and I'm like, why?
I'm probably in those arguments.
I live on
my personal page.
Yeah, your personal page. I'm about to say you're Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde when it comes to podcasting in your personal page.
Yeah.
We're not going to touch on that.
No.
Because he will upset you all. But you don't upset me. You make me laugh. I crack the fuck up because I love that type of shit.
That's part two.
I poke the bear all the time. Exactly. Yeah, that's part three and four.
Exactly.
Yo, Battle Space. You know I love when you're here because I love my whole goal was to game the youth. And mm-hmm. You youthful. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? You have to ask my brother a question in regards to, he's a Full Sail guy as well, too. I know you had a question there. What was that question you had earlier?
I have a bunch of questions.
Shit, hit him up.
My first question is, what made you start the organization in the first place? Mm. Like, what mindset were you in when you was like, you know what, we need to come together and unify? Like, what space were you in? Because this is it's a major thing in the Black community in itself.
Dope.
And, you know, podcasting is coming up. We can't like, not look at it. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely a part of the culture now. So for you to build this community, what was your mindset at that time?
So what was it? It was right before COVID. Yeah, 2019. It was right before COVID. And I was like a lot of people, you know, I was trying to learn more about this podcasting space. Now, I knew about podcasting in the early 2000s.
Okay.
And then, like, life happened, and then I got reintroduced to it.
I didn't know nothing about podcasting.
And, so I was in a bunch of Facebook groups, and I kept seeing, like, these conversations. Now, back then, there wasn't a lot of Black people in it.
Okay.
So, you know, there was these, like, major groups that people would go into. There were some Black groups, but, the question was always, like, how do I start a podcast? How do I start a podcast? Or how do I do this? Or how do I do that? And I was seeing from our counterparts I'm gonna just keep it real. It's white male, predominantly white male, upper income college graduates that basically have podcasting on lock. So it was like I'm seeing conversations, and it was like somebody would ask a question, they'd be like, "Oh yeah, just go buy this." And I'm like, and I don't do this anymore, but I was like, you know, people don't have resources like that. Somebody doesn't have resources to go buy a $500 mic.
Right.
Spend $1,000 on a top tier interface or all these things, and it was like something was getting lost in translation. And as I started speaking to more and more, getting cool with more black podcasters, there was like the translation thing, like when they would hire a producer, a white producer, it was like they were like, "Nah, that's not how you do it." And people want to be themselves in their podcast, not code switch. And I was talking to my homegirl about it one day, and she was like, "Well, why don't you just start your own?" And I'm competitive, and it's like, I took that personal.
Yeah.
I was like, I felt like she was coming at me, and I was like, "All right, let's go." And she was like, "All right, I'm gonna help you set the Facebook group up." And she helped me, because I didn't know nothing about Facebook groups.
Who was the girlfriend that helped you do that?
Yeah, shout her out.
Carly, what's up, Carly? Yeah,
shout out, Carly.
I owe Carly, you know. But
I like,
you know,
shouting out people that introduces the shit.
Well, until I speak to the person, I don't like putting them out there. Yeah. If they say, I don't think she have a problem with it. Okay. But
we ain't put out her last name.
We ain't talking
cool.
about the other stuff, so let's keep going.
Yeah. But she was like, "Yo, you know," and then she helped me set it up. The funny part was we started it in March of 2020, which was when COVID hit New York City and, you know, hit America, and it just hell just broke loose, and we just started getting all these. Everybody started jumping into podcasting.
That's right.
But the main motivation was I didn't like the conversations. And I was like, we need a place where you don't feel like you're being, because people would be like, "Yo, why are you saying this? I'm just asking a question." And I was like, you have a safe space where you can be you. We can talk, you know, in our vernacular, you know, just a safe space.
Yeah.
And when I first saw, I really didn't know like what I was going to do. I was just like, we just need to have a space. And then I started finding other Black podcasting groups after that, but I was like, I didn't really find much activity going on in them. Yeah. So I was like, mm-hmm. well, I'm just gonna do my own, and then
just trying to figure out.
Then I was just trying to figure out like, what is this gonna be?
That's awesome.
So
that's so dope.
I can say I know, you know what I'm saying, we just met, but I appreciate you even taking that step, because it's definitely a piece that's missing in the community.
I can say
I'm blessed to meet you.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Same here.
And I wish you nothing but the best for the in the future. For real.
Oh, he going to get for nothing real, but real. The best. I'm going to tell you, because he got Santi on his team, and we're going to fucking kill it.
Yeah. So we got don't forget the Super.
All Gas, No Break podcast is up. We are part of the association, and
we taking over.
And what you do on the association is amazing, because he provides classes.
Yes,
he has motivational speakers.
Yes,
he has people from Urban One Network, people that are work for Steve Harvey Show are part of the association. We got some crazy people on the association.
Yeah.
How many members now do you have in the association?
When I checked last, it was 160.
Damn,
amazing.
Oh, yeah, it's a start.
Nah,
it's better than zero.
When you got your first one, how many people you had initially when you first started the association? To pay?
About 50.
That's, exactly.
Yeah.
More than double.
Oh, I'm not diminishing it, trust me.
Oh, yeah, I know you're not.
More than double.
But what you doing?
I said I'm competitive. I'm like, I got a goal that I set for myself. Yeah, so
next.
I was like.
He's like, next?
Exactly.
You know, I was just talking to a friend of mine today, and I was like, yo, we have to enjoy the climb. And I'm not saying you're not. I'm just saying it just when you want to go out to that mountain, you don't just plop that shit at the top. And if you just took a helicopter up there, you definitely want to.
Definitely.
But you gotta enjoy that sweat.
I wanna wake up and be a size 12, but guess what?
You gotta sweat that motherfucker out.
I'm gonna have to do about 3 more sit-ups.
3 more.
just
you
3.
Got and do the one where you make your
and one squat.
You know
and one squat. And y'all might as well hide your husbands after that.
Oh, hide them. Hide
that's
them.
Right.
It's hide your down. Kids.
Hide your wife. Hide all that because I'm coming outside.
Hey, Quanta, hey. Man. Got my man Corey here. Quanta, do you have any questions
I for
me, Corey?
I do. So I know you said you started this and it branched off to something else. And so what's next for you? You think?
What's next?
You said you're competitive.
World domination.
Okay. You try. Okay.
I'm trying to. So, I'm the brain. Okay.
And you be the brain.
Exactly.
But I'm gonna tell you,
my name in high school.
But
hold on.
Oh, hilarious.
I've been the brain, baby.
Pinky was idiot savant. But anyway, keep going.
he saved the day a couple times. Yeah.
Pinky actually took over the world one time.
Yes, he did.
You watch that episode?
I watched
it
all
so
of
long
them.
Ago. I've seen all of them, but
I've seen all. I watched them again too. But anyway, yeah. I'm gonna let you guys answer the question.
So what's next? I mean, you know, one of the things. So as this thing's been evolving, because one of the things I want to say is like the members have been helping to evolve what it's becoming.
Okay. Okay.
I just keep it within the boundaries of my, you know, the goals, but I let the members kind of dictate kind of the direction we go. Because
I love that.
This podcasting thing is living, right? You start at one point and then you're moving on to the next and hopefully you're moving on to the next point.
Right.
So it can't just be stagnant. But one of my biggest goals is to make this organization a bridge for the diaspora.
Okay.
Connecting the Caribbean, African, well, I hate to say African, but the continent of Africa.
Yes.
Even our people in Southeast Asia, Asia, Europe, because if, you know, I think this medium, one, has a low barrier of entry.
We're all connected in some way.
And I think it's a great opportunity for us to express our voices, but also to come together and finally dispel all these myths and stereotypes and negative things that we've come to like.
Because I
just
do know
learn.
Who my baby fathers are.
Yeah,
like for real.
Well, I know who all my baby
they
mamas
look just
are.
Just like
so.
Them.
Yeah, you know all your baby mamas.
Like,
you know your baby fathers.
I know.
Let them know.
Like for real.
Let them know. Let them
know. Stop playing with me. And the baby was early. Stop playing.
Oh,
hilarious. Y'all play too much. Y'all play way too much. I swear to God.
Corey, welcome to All Gas No Break. Yes. Quanta
but
is.
But that's what's next to me. Just proving all this wrong and telling the truth.
Let them know.
Yeah. He
you
was
know,
only like 3 months early, but he was on time. Like, what's the problem? you know what I'm saying?
I understand what you said. He was on time.
A lot of people was at the hospital.
Corey. All Gas No Break.
You never know why they was dead.
Hilarious. You make me always forget what I'm about to say, and I be laughing in my head. She's off the hook. So, Corey, you would crack up all day while you're here. Thank you once again for coming here. So... what have you been learning? So you said now you're letting the group dictate itself. I didn't know that. That's awesome that you told me that. So what have they been dictating so far in regards to what you've been learning from the group? Like what is it driving you to do more of?
So that just tells me you haven't been in the group that much, man.
I've been in the group like a month. Exactly. What you talking about? I be on the group because
I stay in the group. I stay in the group. What do you guys
say
want?
It's alive. Yo, it's really alive.
Who y'all want me to get? Who y'all want
it's
me to get?
I let y'all.
You know why? Because I let y'all. I don't. You know what? Because
which I need help with.
Because honestly, I don't exactly. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like.
I'm just messing with you, bro.
No, but you know, because I'm on that motherfucker every
day. I know.
You know, I always click.
I see who's on there and who's not.
You see who's hot.
I got all the analytics.
You got all the analytics. Yeah. And you know, I know I'm in the top joint.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
So you
talking shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Boy, shit.
Don't bust his bubble.
Look, all I know is, look.
He's sweating. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, I'm watching.
Now, I'm not being on top.
But what was your question, yo?
What is it dictating? Like, what is everyone telling you to do in the group? What is the group dictating for you to do?
My hands
so right. I think when you started, so first when I was doing the Facebook group, I was trying to force things, right? I was like, I think this is what the group, this is what you guys need to learn, this is what you need, this is what you need.
They tell you what they want,
right? And I was like, you know, I wasn't getting the engagement. I was like, why is this not working? Why are people not showing up? And I mean, I was gonna shut it up. At least once a week, I wake up and I was like, I'm shutting this down.
It gets discouraging.
Right. And, you know, one of my friends at the time, she was like, she got tired of hearing me complain. And she was like, look, either you're gonna shut this shit down or you're gonna figure it out. Mm-hmm. And it's weird because it's always like every time I was like, yeah, I'm shutting it down, I already pressed delete, somebody hit me up, be like, yo, I love the group. Or this helped me a lot.
Why is that?
Because it's guidance.
Why is
it's
that?
Guidance.
You needed it.
Because even if we feel discouraged,
yeah.
I'm a spiritual person.
It's
right?
Touching somebody.
I'm a very spiritual person. I'm not the religious person, but I'm spiritual.
I'm spiritual myself.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like no matter what you go through, when you feel like you about to like fuck this shit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Something gonna be like, nah, not right now.
Somebody put the tip.
Something
in.
Gonna always tell you, nah, not right
now. And you be like, there it is! I'm back!
It's just guiding you on that road you're supposed to be on. You know what I'm thinking? I'm saying because
if
you hit that left, it's like nah, you hit your left too early.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
You can't always hit it on the left. You understand? Sometimes you gotta make a right.
Oh my gosh.
Sometimes you gotta make a right, boo.
Oh man,
she's a lot.
That's
wild.
Life, though.
but it is life.
You do. Yeah. You never know when you gotta make that right. But when you like fuck it, I keep making the left, and it's not hitting. And then somebody say something, and it redirects you.
But exactly. But do you feel like we should start walking into it, going fuck it, I'm quit. You know what I mean?
No, every
because
day,
well, you gotta always put the work in.
When I was in college, every day I quit.
Well, I think,
and then I go to school.
I think it, you know, some of it comes from my web dev background where, like, you know, as a programmer, you're hitting walls constantly. And it's like sometimes.
That's right. You got to have walls. You hit the right girl. I like you.
You set her up.
She just keeps walking through the door and I keep opening.
You
got to
tear it up every time.
But as a developer, you hit it walls constantly.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, you like you might miss a comma or something like, you know, or you have a bug or something and you're trying to figure it out. And it's like it challenges you. It's like, I tell people all the time, being a programmer is not for everybody, because if you have a weak self-esteem or you don't have if you're not confident in yourself, it'll be like you hit this wall and then you're like, I quit. I'm stupid and all this stuff. And then you figure out the answer and you're like, oh, okay, I got this.
I need to stop doing that to myself.
So like I brought that into the space. And so it was like when I hit that wall, you know, I'm like, I'm going to quit. I don't like quitting. So it's like,
you know,
I'd be like, I'm going to delete it. It's like, nah. It was more selfish reason. But, you know, one day I was just like, you know what? I'm going to just let the group just do whatever it does. Yeah.
Like you said,
where were you in this chapter of creating the association for you to start thinking that way? Were you already at the subscription model or were you at the Facebook?
We were still a Facebook group. It was like 3 months in, 4 months in. So this was like when COVID was like really, you know, the world was just going crazy. Everything was shutting down and people just on the internet. And, you know, I think what it was when I first started the group, I didn't have any like any boundaries or anything. So people were just posting everything and they were spamming the hell out the group.
Yeah.
And I was just going through the post one day just to see what people were posting, and somebody had asked a question. But it was like 2 weeks before I saw it. Yeah. It was 2 weeks. I saw it 2 weeks after, and I responded to them, and they never responded back. Yeah. So I felt like
you already lost
them. I was like, the whole purpose of this group was for the person that like them. Heard. And it was like, did I lose them? Right? Because they never responded. So I was like, they had this frustration. Nobody responded, and they quit.
Yeah.
So I was like, after that, I shut everything down. I was like, no more spamming. We're going to control the conversation. And then that's when people started coming in and saying things. So to answer your question, how do I know? I do heat checks. I listen to people's frustrations. I see the questions they ask. So a lot of times, sometimes when I do the workshops, I don't know if you ever notice, there might be a conversation going on, and then I bring somebody in because I'm reading the comments. I'm like, okay, I think there's confusion here. Let me bring somebody in to talk about it. Or I might see something going on in the industry, and I'm like, you know what? We need to address this. Like I did earlier this year when I had when Talib and I had reporters committee come in and do the thing on like slander and libel and all that stuff because it was right after that Tasha K stuff. So
poor baby was crying.
Yeah, and I thought it was really. I thought it was important for us because we have to understand we're responsible for the things we put on these podcasts.
Yeah, we are.
And just because you're not in a known name doesn't mean you can't be sued. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. You need to know. You need to be aware. At least, my thing is, as long as you're aware of it, if you choose not to, then you can't say nobody didn't tell you.
That's right. Exactly.
I always say someone told you. Someone know. Yeah. Even if
it's 2023, at this point, I have very small window of sympathy for people because
you can't be saying somebody burning and they not burning. That's not true. The health department has a record if somebody is burning or if somebody is burning or
and
not.
That's also HIPAA. You got to be careful with HIPAA, man. That's you got to respect HIPAA. There's laws. You know what I mean.
You got to tell at least three people. I have you.
We not gonna go against HIPAA. We don't go against HIPAA here, yo son. So
HIV. Amen.
So we're gonna talk about your Full Sail and what you did in the past. Let's talk a little bit about he's a Full Sailor and what you did in the past and a little bit of that resume.
Do you have semen on your poop deck?
Hilarious. Hilarious.
First of all, congratulations for the Full Sail.
I don't know what that means. So I'm jealous.
Full Sail University in Winter Park, Florida.
Okay. That was the school we was talking about.
She tells us that joke every time.
It just came
to me.
My bad. I am not on my meds.
Not tonight. Corey, you're here late. So we've been chilling.
It's Friday night.
Amen. I'll drink tonight.
So talk about like your resume leading up to this. And what you also have a degree, so, and that's another thing we like to bring this to attention. A lot of the youth, I don't say you have to have education, but you'll have to have a trade, something
to
step your game up, take it to the next level.
So
question is, tell us about your resume. Tell us about, because I know you have a background in the music industry. If you give me a little brief synopsis of all that good stuff.
Well, you know, coming from Queens in the 90s, I had a rap group when I was in high school. We had got signed to a management contract. Was trying to get signed to some labels.
You want to say the name of the group?
I mean, we called ourselves Malice.
That
was before. What's his name came out from?
I like that.
But then my boy left and he went away to college, so we broke up. But my other boy, he still continued rhyming. And I really wanted to work in the studio. So my dream was to go to Full Sail back in like 95, 96.
They but that back, old?
Huh?
Full Sail that old?
70s.
Way older. Yeah.
Swear?
Yeah, Full Sail was. So if you once you go down there, because you're going to go, because I feel like you went to
She's going.
It was like a strip mall, like in a strip mall.
It started off as a recording studio. You look at the
in the strip mall. Right? We're
talking about the same university.
Yeah.
They talking about where it began in Florida.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. They started like late in the 70s. I forgot the guy who found it, but he started in like the 70s.
Was it Gary? I thought Gary and somebody else.
I don't remember names, man.
Gary Jones, right? That's his name. Yeah. And somebody else. Yeah, yeah.
And then I couldn't afford it.
I couldn't afford it either.
I wound up going to Five Towns College in New York City.
Okay.
I wasn't ready for school, to be honest, when I came straight out of high school. I barely made it through high school. Mm. I barely made it. I rarely went to class, but.
I ran through.
So.
All gas don't bring no quad. Quad is a killer.
Well. But, so, you know, I was chasing my rap dream, and then met this. Me and my friend's older brother, he was our producer and manager, and we happened to be in Flushing Meadow Park one summer, and we met this dude named Big Les, and he was promoting for Def Jam, and
wow.
we stopped him, was talking to him, and that's how I wound up getting on the Def Jam street team, mm-hmm. Back in 96 to 97, and was out there in the streets. I was part of the Foxy, you know, promoting the Foxy Brown Project.
Yes, yes, yes.
Muddy Waters, yes. With Redman.
Thank you.
My guy's crew. I wound up going on tour, nice, Smoking Grooves nice. Tour with us, tour support. But it was just a cool like year and a half. That's, I was interning at Def Jam. And I learned a lot about the music.
In the 90s.
Yeah. I learned about, a lot about the music industry. I also learned about myself during that time period. Yeah. And I realized I wasn't built for it.
Why were you not built for it?
I was young, stupid, angry. You know, I was going through a lot of stuff. And I just didn't have the right personality to maximize. Like I had the work ethic. I just didn't have the right personality to at the time.
I like that you touched on that. I feel like there is a personality to work in that industry. What is that? What is that personality? How about me ask?
I mean, like with any industry,
primarily entertainment. Let's be talking about entertainment.
Like open.
Well, I can't just talk. You have the illusion, and then you have what actually it is.
That's what I was going to ask you about. Right?
So
I'm
18, 19 years old. I just thought music. You know, I didn't know what it was, so I went in there with an expectation, and then look, business. I mean, it's business. And you know, in that business, you know, you got some real strong personalities and stuff. And I was a hothead, so it was just.
You were clashing.
And then I got introduced to liquor, and that didn't help either. But you know, we was partying hard. So but you know, it was, you know, it was more me than it was the industry. It was like I just wasn't in the right space at that time. And I didn't have proper guidance to help me sit me down and be like, nah, yo, you have an opportunity, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. This is how you move, this is how you do it. So I just thought hard work paid off, and it's more like, you know, you gotta know how to talk to people, you gotta know how to network and all that stuff.
Yeah, you're right.
What changed you? What settled you down or got you to that point where you were trying to actually help instead of trying to hinder the situation?
Oh, my son.
Yeah.
You got a kid.
Yeah. Hey, ain't that a rude awakening type shit?
And I wasn't trying to be like it's my dad, rude. So it was like, you know.
Rude.
It's very rude.
It's a rude awakening.
Rude awakening.
And, you know, and yes. I wasn't trying to be like my dad, so it was like, you know.
You changed it.
Yeah, you know, I made a promise that I wasn't going to be like him, so you have to.
That's beautiful.
You have to force yourself, I had to force myself to be a certain way.
Yeah. You either go this way.
You grow up. You mature.
Yeah, you do.
So how do you apply what you've learned and the new you to what we're doing here now, what you're doing now?
I mean, life is experiences, right? So the goal is to have an experience and learn a lesson from it. So, I mean, I've done a lot of things. I've had numerous failed businesses, so.
Entrepreneurs normally do. You spell so, million without two L's.
You know, I would try something. I would try to do something, and it would fail, or I didn't put enough effort, or I let something stop me. So, you know, I just learned like to just take those lessons and figure out how to bring them to what I'm doing now.
What's making you not stop now?
Oh, you love that question.
I got too much money invested.
Is it only the money invested?
No, I mean, look, I enjoy what I do. I'm passionate about. This has been like the culmination of me bringing everything I've learned, all my experiences. I always think, you know, I walked in and saw the studio.
Like I said, it's your baby.
You know, that's always been my first love. So I've figured out how to bring all this stuff together, and to be honest with you, and that's why I say founder with a big F, because it's no longer about me. I'm responsible for other people. It's
bigger than that.
You know, and it's being a leader. It's leadership. So it's like. You know, like you're talking about your experience, right? And how I helped you with that. I can't just be like, I'm walking away from that, you know, whether I want to or not. If I want to walk away, I got to figure out how to set up an infrastructure that allows it to still exist without me, you know, and that's what a true business is. It's supposed to exist without, you know, it's not supposed to be a job. So that's what I'm working on now. But, you know, it's just bringing all these experiences and saying, what was the lesson learned? And then I got, like, my man Jay. I got great people around me that help me and that I could go to.
What's up, Jay?
Shout out to Jay.
Jay in the house.
Ask people, you know, questions or learn from them, or they educate me on things. And it's like, okay, how can I bring that to what I'm doing?
Dope, Corey, man.
Hey.
Corey, I like you. You know I like you, man. You my man. My man, 50 grand.
Yes.
Yo, Corey, you got questions, ask us questions, too, because our interviews is, you know, like that as well. We don't like to be stiff with that shit.
So, I got a question.
Oh, sure. Okay, ask that question, madam.
What's your why?
My why?
Your why.
For what I'm doing?
Exactly. For keep going. What's your why?
Well, all right.
Say sweet talk. What do you know about that all gas, no brakes?
Man, I heard about that all gas, no brakes. I don't think they gonna let me on. I ain't got a damn thing to talk about.
Boo, they talk about everything. This is all gas, no brakes. Don't step on the 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 brakes.
Huh? What up, my boy?